The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now that I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most important virtues, as well as the most challenging virtues, is the virtue of humility. And we all know that we have to be humble, but we're not always willing to undertake the steps to grow in humility. It's not the greatest of all virtues. The greatest of all virtues is charity. But humility is very important. Read through the first reading, you see a beautiful example of humility. In this sense, in two different areas, this powerful preacher, his name is Apollo, powerful preacher, is preaching with enthusiasm. He's converting a lot of people. He's on fire. And then Priscilla and Aquila, followers of Paul and followers of Christ, recognizes that he's only had a partial education in the gospel. So on a human level, you might call him a Fulton Sheen or an Augustine, or a John Paul II, on a human level. Many gifts, especially as a preacher. But he only has an incomplete knowledge of the Christian faith. So Priscilla and Aquila take him apart, and they have to correct him. So you have, and he accepts it. He accepts the correction. So there's two different dimensions of humility. One is the Apollo accepts the fact that he's being corrected by this couple, and they're sitting down and saying, "Okay, you've got it up to John the Baptist, but you have to go beyond that. John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord, but that's not complete." What a humble man. So he sat down, and they probably sat down several sessions, and they said, "Okay, this is the Sermon on the Mount. This is what happened at the end of the life of Christ. This is how he died. This is how he rose from the dead." They probably had several talks with this man, and this humble man accepted this fraternal correction, as well as the willingness to learn more about his Catholic faith, his Christian faith. Now, what about Priscilla and Aquila? They had the humility to pull him aside and to give him this correction with the thought that maybe he would not accept it, that they would be rejected. So there's a double manifestation of humility. The willingness to accept fraternal correction and the willingness to give it. Because it takes humility to correct someone also. What about your life? Do you like to be corrected by others? Hello? None of us like to be corrected by others. Be honest. When we're corrected by others, either we become judo players or karate. Judo, the art of self-defense. Karate, attack, right? Either we defend ourselves or we end up by attacking the person that attacks us. That's the natural reaction when people try to correct us. That's the carnal vision. So perhaps the next time someone corrects you, you might even say, thank you. I got a fraternal correction yesterday, and it was very, very humiliating. Very humiliating. I can't tell you what it was, no? Very humiliating. And what I did was I apologized a little note online, and I was battling with doing that, no? After I was able to do that, I felt a lot of peace. And I know that God purposely sent that humiliation to me to keep me humble. But that was hard. And I was thinking of writing a little letter to defend myself. I just said, no, I'm just going to apologize and let it go and move on with life. It came out of the blue, too. I was not expecting that in a million years. I'm a person in very high authority. But you know, you gotta accept humiliations, otherwise we're never gonna grow in humility. So it's a two-way street. When someone corrects you, usually we bristle and we get angry because of our pride. But perhaps we don't stop right away and think, well, maybe the person is right. Yeah. Maybe he's right. So, whether we like it or not, we're going to get corrected. So maybe the next time someone corrects you, put a big smile on your face and say, thank you. Thank you very much for that great gift you gave to me, huh? Thank you. Then the other side of the coin is fraternal correction. Very, very difficult. And I could probably give you an hour talk on that, no? Very, very difficult. But I'll give you a blueprint on what can be done. You have to correct someone. First, you have to make sure that what you're correcting is really has to be corrected, that you have a proper interpretation in correcting that person. Because if you correct the person on something that he didn't do, then it's probably going to explode in your face. Next, it's a good idea to pray for that person before you correct that person. So, pray to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Third, you have to find a time, a place, and a manner of doing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there has to be a time, there has to be a place, and a manner. The time is this. Don't try to correct someone when he's tired, exhausted, and in a bad mood. No, it's gonna explode in your face. I repeat, don't correct the person when he's tired, frustrated, in a bad mood, maybe just got off traffic, he's hungry, you know, you got a headache, you know. That's not the right time to do it. So find the time for correction when the person is rested and in a good mood. And then, don't correct a person publicly. Because if you correct a person publicly, that's very humiliating. Correct a person privately. Okay, now, listen. Before correcting the person, compliment the person three ways in which he does good things. So start by complimenting. So you have to kind of butter him up for the slaughter. Okay. You have to kind of butter them up. Okay, and then pull out the knife. Okay. You got to butter them up. No? Then let the gauntlet come down. Okay. If it's done that way, and one last thing is this, often it's not simply what we say, but the way we say it. The tone of our voice. If it's done in a gentle, kind, meek way, rather than yelling at the person. So I've given you a mini class on fraternal correction. Sometimes it's best just to suffer in silence rather than try to correct the person because most people today, I would say, are not open to fraternal correction because of pride. Even very good people. But if it's such that fraternal correction will help, then give it. Okay, what would have happened if Priscilla and Aquila were never to have corrected Apollo? What would have happened? Probably thousands of people would have had a partial understanding of the Christian faith. Thousands, because this guy, man, he's got the gift. He's got the gift of preaching, no doubt about it. So the fact that Priscilla and Aquila corrected him, he's probably going to be touching thousands of people and giving them the fullness of the truth. So hopefully this homily has been helpful to all of you people because we've got to grow in humility. But also now and then we have to correct people. And one last thing, parents, especially toward children, you know, you always have to correct your kids. Okay? Even young adults at times have to be corrected. And it's a toughie, I know. Okay? But especially when you have little children, parents have to constantly give them hugs, okay? Tell them that you love them, okay? But you have two arms to hug and to spank, right? Right? You have two arms to give hugs and to give spankings. It's called mercy and justice. Spare the rod, spoil the child. That comes from the Bible. So let's pray that we will be able to live out this message today. That we'll grow in humility. That we'll be able to accept correction. But also that we're able to give it in the opportune time, place, and manner. Amen.